Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to episode 61 of Finding True Wealth. I am your host, Nick Hopwood, certified financial planner and founder of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. And today I'm going to do the first in a series of the FIRE, Financial Independence Retire Early topics. The FIRE series, we'll call it, the rebuttal from a CFP. And ultimately it's talking about the book written by Christy Shen, S-H-E-N. It's called Retire Like a Millionaire. And it's a great book. I really enjoyed it. I think that she's really smart and talented and thought everything through very well. But there's a couple of things that I think are either misinterpreted or just not thought out all the way that I want to comment on. And so we're going to do a couple different episodes here. This is kind of like the intro, kind of like a high-level overview of the book, and then I'll get into the nitty-gritty of the details in the next episodes. So we did the FIRE, Financial Independence, Retire Early topic a few weeks ago with the Susie Orman topic, and the difference between that one and this was that Susie was saying that you need $5 million to retire, and with traditional spending rates, you know, I think she's right for the most part. But for the hardcore FIRE people, you know, they're retiring early, like in their 30s or at age 40, not like age 55 and stuff like that. And they're also, but the key is that they're spending so little. So Christy, you know, she's stretching the conversation very far. So in Quit Like a Millionaire, she's retiring at age 31. So 31, pretty crazy. It is crazy, I think. So we're going to evaluate the premise of this book from a traditional, conventional CFP perspective. So cutting right to the chase, there are a few issues with the path that she chose. I certainly hope that they have success, and so far they are, based on the book. And hopefully, you know, by selling some books, they'll generate some additional income, which would help their situation. But I fully expect that someone in their position who retires at 31 would actually need to go back to work at some point. So basically, here's the story at a high level. The husband and the wife, they saved approximately 50 to 70% of their take-home income between age 21 and 31. They invested the savings in a balanced index portfolio. They never bought a house. They rented an apartment. They never had kids. And they were able to amass $1 million during this last bull market since 2009. Then they retired at age 31 with a spending plan of $40,000 per year. And they are following the well-known 4% withdrawal rule, which gives you a 95% probability of success of not running out of money over a 30-year retirement. That means if you stay at the 4% withdrawal or less, you're going to be good. I'm generally in agreement with this for the 30-year retirement, but I have serious reservations about this rule if it's a 60 to 70-year retirement plan. I think it's a serious threat. And she does a lot of smart things, like holding an emergency fund, so she should never, in theory, be required to sell investments in a down year. And I think that does give them a better chance for success. And perhaps most important is their general frugality. They've been retired for 3 years at this point, and they've been successful in living on that $40,000. But even maybe even more important is the 70-year duration of retirement and their omission of inflation during this 70 years. So she talks about inflation, but certainly not to my satisfaction. And in my critique, I'll cover the cost of the $40,000, the inflation issue, the housing issue, the portfolio math of withdrawing 4% over 70 years, and the general lifestyle with you know, with no kids, and also the unspoken issue, which we call lifestyle creep. So if this is a topic of interest, check back soon. We're going to have some more nitty-gritty details coming soon.